Well, good morning, men. It's just hard to believe that we're at the end of Encourage Men for this year. 8 years ago, and we talked about that at Couples Night. So good to have many of you at a Couples Night. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was inspiring to me to see so many men come out with their wives. It's just a joy to have couples together and fellowship and encourage and bless each other. Thank you. It's been this year has been a joy. As I look back on Encourage Men, we are already planning for Encourage Men next year. That's already in the works, and we're working on that. And so the committee will be meeting soon again. This year we had Wives Night again after a couple years of skipping it. Did your wives enjoy Wives Night? Is that something that you think they would like again? Yeah. We'll be talking and looking at that. So I'm excited about the future. You see, encouragement happens with vision. Men with vision. I'm so thankful to be surrounded by men with vision. Two Brunels, Jay, Glenn here. We sitting together, men with vision. And we have a room full of men with vision here, or you wouldn't be here. You are men of vision. That's why you come out at 5:30 in the morning. I still think it's that, not the coffee and the donuts. So. Good to have you here. Some people had asked about copies of the theme song, so there's some sheets on the back table with the theme song, so you're welcome to pick those copies up. What does it mean to walk with vision? Well, walking with kingdom-focused fathers. That's what the theme was for this year, and what does it mean to be kingdom-focused? Well, a kingdom is where a king is, and we have a king. He is the King of Glory. He sits on the throne of heaven, and yet he lives in our hearts. Wow, what an awesome God we have. He is a God of the great, big, and the beyond. He inhabits eternity, and yet he dwells with us. That's what the Scriptures tells us. The humble and the contrite of heart. That's the kind of Father we have. Perfect in every way. And we want to be men of vision. As I think about men of vision, so teach us to number our days. Jeff and I rode over together this morning, and he said he's 24 years old, and here I'm 66 years old, and so we had an older man, a younger man riding together, and he was talking about how fast time goes because this is the last session of Encourage Men. And someone explained it to me one time that when you are 5 years old, 1 year is 1/5 of your life. And so it took a long time from Christmas of 1 year to Christmas of another year, right? But here at 66 years of age, 1 year is 1/66 of my life. And the older you get, you know, 1 year is a smaller percentage of your life. And so it seems to go like that. Brothers, brothers, brothers. 21 sessions. I've encouraged men. 20 of them are past, and this one's current. And in a few minutes, this one will be over and past. You know, in a few minutes, in a few days, life will be over and past, and we will be standing before the Father. Somehow, we have a hard time grasping that. I believe God intended for young men to be men of vision, to be aggressive and looking forward to raising their children, conquering their world. I think God put that in us. He put us in us older men to be a little more sober about it because we know that our time on life is narrowing. I think that's all God intended. And so the older I get, the more serious I get about, you know what, only a few more years do I have. But I want you to also hear is I never want to quit being a man of vision. I never want to quit being a man of vision. Grace and I were talking about this and she was asking, you know, don't you just get plumb tired? I said, yeah, sometimes I get tired, but for the time that's allotted to me here, I want to help. I want to help prevent the hurt and the pain that I went through as a young man, growing up, marrying, no one giving me premarital instructions. That's why we're doing premarital weekend, preparing for marriage weekend. You know couples that could come to that. It's our heartbeat to prevent some of the problems that some of us had to go through in making a marriage work. No one taught us. Encourage Men is about teaching men to step up and be authentic men, to be men of vision. Matt, where do you want? See, you can just muddle along, and you can just get up in the morning and say, oh, well, it's another day, and I can go to work, and I can come home. Or are you thinking about your children's future and how you're going to prepare them for your future, for their future, or your grandchildren's future? That's where I'm at. I can now come alongside and help my children, but I still have a vision for my grandchildren. And I still have a vision for my future, too, as long as God gives me life. I want us always to be men of vision. Yesterday was a heavy, heavy day. My shoulders sagged at the end of the day. I could not make my brain put together a weekend that I'm supposed to be doing in a few weeks. I couldn't do it. The man asked if I could send him an ISAT to work at. I couldn't do it. And it scared me. But the day was filled. The day was filled with people crying out for help. And you know what? I started thinking about this, and I took it pretty seriously, and after a while, I was so sagging. In fact, I called Wilmer Hurst and talked to him about it, because it was something that he would connect with. And he says, Jason, he said, do you know what the last of the fruits of the Spirit is? I said, you know what? I can't tell you. He says, it's temperance. I said, thanks for spanking me. But I needed to hear that. You see, you can take on too much. But what really struck me yesterday is what I was listening to, what I was hearing, what I was getting on my phone, was the results of parents, of dads, not connecting with those people when they were at a very crucial age in their lives. Men, we hold the key to much of our children's future. We aren't responsible for some of the decisions they make as adults, because God will hold them responsible. But we are responsible for training them up and teaching them and preparing them for their future. They still have to make their decisions. And oftentimes we won't agree with some of their decisions, but we are responsible for training and teaching them. Train up a child in the way he should go. It is our responsibility to do the training. Teach us to number our days, not just to muddle along. But don't take it so seriously that you can't have fun. Families and children need to have fun. Dads who are fun. Dads who have a good time and aren't afraid to have a good time. Don't be so sober like I am. I still love to have fun. I do. So I do enjoy having a good time. But let's number our days. Let's seriously. Why? That we may gain a heart of wisdom. We want a heart of wisdom so that we will apply ourselves to it and help the next generation come along. Some of us did not have that. Determine that you are going to give to your children what they need to grow up and be wise and healthy. God's will is for you to be holy and pure. Men, if you wonder what God's will is for your life, it's plainly given in 1 Thessalonians 4. It is God's will for you to be holy and pure. Men, sometimes we lose track of this. We have such strong sexual drives. God placed that in us, and it grips us. And Satan is using that God-given desire and messing with it big time. He is investing so much money in pornography and into throwing at us the worst kind of garbage. You know, I sort of grieve because, you know, even Christian people are sort of getting caught up in sports. And anyone here who watches sports teams play, you know that the advertisements are geared toward sensuality and gripping you. Okay? Especially the Super Bowl. Okay, what are you going to do? And how are you going to train your children? Are you going to sit there and let them see the garbage without you speaking up and doing something about it? Or you shutting things down? I'm just telling you, we Satan is getting it so sneakily into our systems. He knows how to do it. Everywhere we turn. God's will is for you to be holy and pure. So, stay away from all sexual sin. Men, listen, if I have a heartbeat for you to be men of vision, it's stay away from sexual sin. Okay, purpose in your heart. Set your heart. Years ago, I struggled majorly, big time, and it doesn't mean that my struggle has quit. But one of the things that helped me tremendously was I set my heart on my wife. I set my love on her. God said that's what I did to Israel. She wasn't the biggest, the best, and the most beautiful. But I set my love on you, he said to Israel. Men, we need to set our love on our wives. And it's going to be her breasts and her breasts alone that satisfy all the days of our life. And when we are tempted to click on something that is going to lead us down the wrong path, you ask the question, what will I pay for this when I click on that? Because you will pay a high price. God says, it is God's will for you to be holy and pure. You want to be a man of vision. You want to move into the future. You want to set. You want to be holy, for he is holy. Because the decisions and choices you make are always seen by God. He sees everything. You might hide it from your wife. You might hide it from your brothers. You will not hide it from God. God sees all. He knows your entire flick history. And you know something? Sunday, we had a message that really gripped me. I am still learning. I'm sitting there listening to the message. And the man talked about prayer. And he says, oftentimes we pray to God. He says, we need to pray from God. And I go, what does he mean by that? He says, well, we pray for God to help us do this and help us do that. He says, but when we pray from God, we pray his will, that we know is his will down. And he says, who shall ascend to the holy hill of God? He who has the clean hands and a pure heart. And he says, when we pray, he says, we need to lift up our hands and say, Father, are my hands clean? Is my heart clean? Bring conviction into my life and cleanse me. And we had, and the last session we had was Rick Rhodes telling us about secret sin. You see, how do we get clean hands and a pure heart? It's by confessing. It's by confession. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is just to forgive us our sins and to do what? Cleanse us. And you know, when he cleanses us, because we confess and we acknowledge and he cleanses us, now we have clean hands. And ache your heart. But if we hide sin, our hands are not clean. And our hearts are not clean. And we can't approach the Father. Are you with me? So stay away from all sexual sin. Hate it. It's not good enough. I think Frank, maybe he said it here. I'm not sure. I know my brother says this. He says it is not enough to hate. It's not enough to love what is good. You have to hate what is evil. You have to hate what is evil. You have to hate what is evil. You've got to say, what will be the outcome of this? What will be the outcome of this? I cannot go there. I can't pay this price. I cannot pay this price because my children will pay. My grandchildren will pay. My great-grandchildren will pay. I am a holy God. I am a just God. Not only am I loving and forgiving, but I am a just God. And I will visit the iniquities upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. You say, hate? I don't hate God. He says, if you are friends with the world, you are enemy of God. This is sobering, brothers. So teach us to number our days, to apply our hearts in wisdom. Then each of you, you see, for you to be holy and pure, so stay away from all sexual sin, then each of you will control his own body and live in holiness and honor, not in lustful passions like the world, who do not know God and his ways. We don't want to be like that. We want to know God and his ways. For God didn't call us to uncleanness. He did call us to holiness. God called us to holiness. That means daily walk. In a sinful, crappy, dirty world, he calls us to holiness. And he doesn't ask us to do something that he will not give us the enabling Holy Spirit power to do. Okay? You say, well, I can't live holy. Yeah, we can. It's a daily choice, minute by minute choice. It's more than once a day. It's every minute. It's all the time. Choice. You know what? She does look attractive, and she don't have many clothes on walking down the street. But you know what? She don't belong to me. I have my sweetheart at home. And right now, she don't feel like my sweetheart, but she is the one I've set my love on. And she alone, is where I will get rejoice. Her breasts will satisfy me all the days of my life. Look what he says. He calls us to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this, and what's he talking about? this one, he's talking about this. This is all together. He says, he who rejects this does not reject man, but he rejects God. Oh, brothers, this is serious. Okay? Let's be men of vision. Let's walk with vision. So, walking with vision. Am I walking with accountability? You know, brothers, so many of you said small group has been a huge blessing to you. It is a blessing. Let's walk with accountability. One man I was working with in the last couple of days, he is not walking with accountability. He doesn't have friends that he's walking with. He's alone in this world, and all around him is surrounded by men who would come alongside of him. But he is alone because he doesn't make himself available to those men. And he is struggling. And I am concerned deeply for he and his children and his wife. Am I building a strong, loving marriage? You have to build a marriage. It doesn't just happen. You have to go after and pursue. Servant leadership. That's what Encouraged Men is all about. Servant leadership. Sacrificial servant leadership. As Jesus came, he says, to serve, not to be served. Men, God calls us to servant leadership. I don't know any other way. Yes, I do know another way. It doesn't work. I tried that for years. But our wives need servant leaders. Our children need servant leaders. That doesn't mean you just do whatever they say. It means you serve them and you do what is right and you are strong servants. Strong men. Am I doing everything possible to help my children become responsible adults? And we just talked about being pure. I would like at this point in time, you have the mic there. I would like Brunel to come right here, Brunel Martin. I work with Brunel at Evelyn's when I'm there, not very often. But Brunel's our sales manager, and he's a brother I've learned to appreciate and love a lot. The reason why I asked Brunel to come front is he just had a special weekend. How old's your son?
He's 12.
He's 12 years old. His name's Zachary. Okay, Zach. And Brunel, well, maybe you could tell him, but probably the encouragement of Encouraged Men helped you to spend this time together. I'll let you give a short testimony.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to. Jason had asked me yesterday, actually, to share a little bit because we were talking there. And just this last Saturday, I used the Passport to Purity material. And I'd just like to say, you know, through coming to Encourage Men, it's been something that's been introduced to me. I never heard of Passport to Purity before. And so I just encourage any young fathers out there when they to step up to the plate, and it's probably it is. I feel it's more beneficial for us as a father than it is to the, the preteen. It's just was a really neat way to connect. My son Zachary is going to be, turning 13 here this summer, and we just took a day. It's designed for a weekend, but we just took the day and kind of early on. I told him we want to have a fun day, and he's supposed to kind of think of something he'd like to do for the day. So. I didn't tell him any of the Passport to Purity material. I just said, we're going to go and have a fun day. I have this Saturday off, and we're going to do whatever. He's thinking, well, we're going to go hunting, and obviously hunting's kind of over, but there's we went on a pheasant hunt, which you can go to a pheasant farm and do hunts, which is really neat. It's up in Dalmatia. It was something I missed the good days of pheasant hunting around here. So anyway, I enjoyed it as well. But we had a good time, and it was about an hour and a half drive from our house, so we had time to be able to go through a lot of material on the way there, and then after that we swung by Cabela's for the rest of the day. So it was just interesting to me as far as sharing the material, as far as he's 12 and it's a topic, talking about a lot of the different peer pressures, the sexual, what he can expect, the changes in his body coming, and changes he's attracted towards women, and it's really neat material. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's really neat. But what I was amazed at, probably more than anything, was the fact of how much he knew, with us never talking about it, and also how many questions he had. It's like you knew, read about it, seen maybe in the paper, different things, whatever. they had questions, and I was just so happy to be able to be there to answer the questions. Mm-hmm. Because he was going to find them answer somewhere.
Amen. He had the questions, and he would find answers.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We found answers, didn't we?
Amen.
You want your children to find answers, your grandchildren to find the same answers we found? No, you don't. Go ahead, sir.
Just a way of encouragement. Another thing I had to just think of on the whole encouragement in general. There at Evelyn's, we really promote preventive maintenance on lawnmowers, obviously. But I look at encouragement as preventive maintenance. You know, it's so much easier to be, or so much better to be proactive than reactive. You know, we need to, you know, if there's anything we can do to be proactive before we have to react to the problem. I'm certainly not perfect. I'm saying, there's so many times I left encouraged men with zeal, with a new purpose. I'm going to apply this. And, you know, listening to it and hearing it talk and applying it is two different things. And too often, I know for myself, when I'm going to apply it, I try to apply it by myself. And you know, you just kind of have to realize that encouragement is not. I'm glad. I just appreciate it being called encouragement instead of fixing men. It's just something to think about. Just some thoughts that I had. It's
No, thank you so much. Did it take courage to do that weekend?
Yeah, well, it did. But I had the topic we had this year was just one of my highlights on that, because I knew kind of at that age, you know, having son come to that age, and it's really neat just to hear them testimonies. Mm-hmm. I had to think. I mean, a lot of that encouragement came back as I was preparing it, because I, you know, listened to the material and kind of like, okay.
I'm going to talk to my son about this.
But it was good. I wanted to be able to do that, and it certainly was a very good way.
Thank you so much for now. That was just it. Amen. That's a man walking with vision. And you know, it was interesting because you asked your son how he enjoyed the day at the end of the day.
Yeah,
and his response?
Yeah, he really enjoyed
the day. Do you know what? Zach knows that his dad cares enough about him and loves him enough to talk to him about the toughest things that you can talk about in life. And now Zach also has the privilege and knows he can approach his dad and talk to him about anything. Men, be men of vision. How are your children going to walk in sexual purity? You see, now when he sees garbage and the junk and everything else out there, you know, he can come to Dad. And he can say, Dad, this hit me. I'm struggling with this. What's going on here? And you can talk about it. Okay, that's walking with vision. Here's encouragement. You know, we've had as high as, I don't know, we had a pretty high attendance, but you know, we're still, there's a lot of men here. But what if each of us would invite one other man to encourage men? It would double. What if you invite two? It would triple. How, you know, to me, this is how we start preventing problems and how it multiplies and grows. Challenges is, let's help other men walk with vision too and become men of vision. Okay? Think about till next year who you think you could invite to come. It doesn't have to be another, it could be your neighbor. It doesn't have to be a Mennonite or brethren or around about. He can be your neighbor. People need the Lord. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. That's become sort of my heartbeat verse. Because, you know, men, there's lots of teachers out there, but there's not many fathers. Just purpose in your heart to be a dad. Purpose in your heart to be a dad, and not just to your own children, but to the people that God brings into your life, to be a man of integrity. But to be a dad. Because Paul says, we loved you so much that we didn't just share the gospel with you, but we shared our very lives as well. Okay? Share your life with your children, share your life with your family. because that's where you connect, is sharing your life. Listen to counsel, receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter days. I continually am learning. I don't ever want to quit learning. I want to grow. I want to be God's man. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to look at takeaway lessons. I was so blessed by being able to sit down and read the takeaway lessons. And so what I did is here at the end, I put together a PowerPoint. And so we'll sit here and the takeaways will come up there. There won't be names. Your names will not be attached to them. It's just going to be the takeaway. It's the lessons that many of you wrote down. So I could only pick one from each. There's probably one from each on here, I think. So you're takeaway probably will show up in one form or another. And then after we're done, Glenn will come up. And if there's anyone here who would like to share their testimony, how encouragement has touched their lives to encourage others, you're welcome to do so. So at this point, we'll go into the takeaways.
Thank you. To God be the glory, great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Things he has.